But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you." Why? Because all Israel's, when they, and you can find it all through the Old Testament, you can find it in the New Testament when it talks about the day of the Lord. It is a day of wrath. It is a day of judgment. It's when Christ, at the end there, he'll come in judgment. And it's not a pretty picture when you look at Revelation. It talks about the birds of the air will be gathering for this great feast because there will be blood everywhere. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes in judgment to execute that wrath, it's not a pretty sight. Plus all the tribulation that happens, all the heartaches and sufferings. When you read the description of things that happen, it is not a good sight. And it's kind of scary. But when Paul starts talking about this, in verse chapter 5, he makes a transition from that secret coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for the church, the body of Christ, to now he's saying, "The times and the seasons, brethren, I have no need to write unto you," because Israel was looking forward to the day, the second coming of Christ. It was a dreadful day. It was a day of judgment. But at the end of that starts a kingdom. Well, I shouldn't say the end of it, because the day of the Lord is pretty much from the moment of the start of the tribulation clear through that 1,000-year reign here on earth. And Israel looked forward to that. But they also knew that it was going to be a rough start, a very rough start. But Paul says to us today, he says, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, I have no need that I write unto you." Why? Because we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry it at all. He's not going to touch on it. He doesn't care about it because we're not going to be here. The only part he cares about is for us to know the distinction that we don't have to worry about the tribulation or the wrath of God. So he continues on here and he says, verse 2, "For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." What do we think of with thieves? We think of a thief that might break into your house, or you come to your house one day, you have things missing. And yes, sometimes they terrorize your house and whatnot. But a lot of times we think of a thief as just something that's there and something that's gone. So then people misinterpret and come out with movies. So I think there was a movie a while ago called A Thief in the Night. But that has nothing to do with the rapture, where God takes his people out and everyone vanishes. That day is for the church body of Christ. But this day, a thief in the night, when you think about the day of the biblical times, and even some today, when a thief comes in, they rampage. They make it known what's going to happen. I mean, some of the stories you hear with missionaries, when they come into villages and just loot everything, take everything, and kill all the men, and sometimes take the women and children. I mean, it's not a nice thing. That's the kind of thieves that these people knew. So a thief in a night is nothing joking. It's not secret. It's not hidden. It's out in the open, and there's a lot going on, and it's not a good time. So that directly does describe the day of the Lord, the tribulation period, and when the second coming of the Lord comes, when he comes down to earth in judgment. It is a scary time. But he continues on, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Notice the change again, like I told you before when we started reading this. "For when they shall say, and they shall not escape." Because he's not talking to us. He pretty much starts kind of like in the beginning of the tribulation period when the Antichrist is revealed. This peace and safety that they talk about, there is someone that rises to power. That does bring a lot of peace in the world. But something drastically happens in the middle. And this sudden destruction comes as a travail upon a woman. I'm sure we all know someone who went through pregnancy and sometimes the screaming and the pain. And especially if you are a mom, you know exactly what it feels like to give birth. I don't, obviously. But that time is going to be a horrible time. So he kind of does a very brief overview of that day of the Lord. It's not a pretty thing. But, he says, the word "but" again, "ye brethren," talking back to us again, as believers today in the church and body of Christ, "ye brethren are not in darkness, that day," not the secret coming that he talked about in the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, but this day, the day of the Lord, says, "brethren, ye are not in darkness, that day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief." Why? Because ye are all the children of light. And of the children of the day, we are not of the night nor of darkness. That time will be a time of darkness, mainly for the sake that when the church of body of Christ is gone, Who else is gone? The Holy Spirit's gone. The presence of the Lord is absent for a while, a good while. And it's going to be a horrible time. But anyhow, we don't want to get too much in because we're going to hit more on this later. But for tonight, I want to show you and wanted to hit really hard on this distinction that Paul gives a great hope. What he calls a mystery. The body of Christ being taken out of the way. Where we meet loved ones that have gone on before us. We'll meet them in the air with Christ. When Paul says absent from the body, presence of the Lord, he means it. Those who leave this earth in Christ, they're immediately present with the Lord. But one day, and some of us will be alive when it happens, he'll come in the air, bring those loved ones with him, and we'll be caught up with him in the air, and we'll receive a glorified body forever being with the Lord, forever being delivered from the presence of sin. But then there is this other day that he talks about, that he wants you to know that you have no part in it. No part in it at all, because he says, I don't have to write to you about it, the times and the seasons. The Jews do have a sign. There is a sign. There will be signs of the times and of the seasons for this day of the Lord, but not today, because that's what not the one thing that's before that can happen is that we are gone. So he says, but you children are not in darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief. So don't worry about it. When you hear people talking about that we're in a tribulation, when you hear people talking about that this is a sign of the end times, no. Paul makes it very clear, we don't have to worry about it. And he's going to touch on that again here in a second. So he brings back 1 Thessalonians, or the Thessalonians, brings them back to focus now. Because they were very on fire for the Lord type of people, but they were suffering from a few things. Sunday morning, we're going to be getting into this verse in Ephesians chapter 5. It says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And the verse before it says, but all things are reproved that are made manifest by light. Whatsoever thing doeth make manifest is light. But he talks about us being, talking to believers here, that we need to wake up. He talks about another type of sleep here. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunk in the night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, the love, and a helmet, the hope of salvation. We are the children of light. We can't be bogged down with the fact that, oh, we might lose our salvation. Oh, we're not secure in Christ anyway. Oh, the tribulation has come. We missed the resurrection. We can't be bogged down with that. God's word, Paul makes it very clear, saying we don't have to worry about the wrath of God anymore in this age. The moment you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you place your faith in him, and Paul makes it clear, it is simple faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it's a gift of God. The very righteousness of God that was displayed in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, can be upon anybody who simply believes in his death, his burial, and his resurrection for that absolute forgiveness of sins. And Paul makes it clear that when you do, you are justified from all things, because you are literally justified. You're identified in Romans chapter 6 fully with the Lord Jesus Christ. And part of those blessed things that we have today is, one, we cannot lose our salvation. And two, we also will never experience the tribulation that he's talking about here. So he tells us to wake up. Don't get bogged down. Realize you are children of light. And we are going to look at that more Sunday when we get into Ephesians, when he says, awake thou that sleepeth, rise from the dead. Basically, don't be entangled again with that yoke of bondage. There's times where us as believers, we're here, this brand new creation. We're made alive spiritually. We have access to the Lord just by simply saying, Lord, and you can talk to him directly. We have such a great privilege today to grow and experience him. So wake up from the rest of the world. Don't live like them. Stand in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, go ahead, wake up. Let us also, who are the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, love, helmet of salvation. We recap there in the very beginning of this epistle. Paul says that he's remembering their work of faith, their labor of love, and the patience of hope. We need to wake up. Realize our work of faith. One, to share the gospel with others. Also, for us to keep walking by faith and not by sight. Trusting God at his word. Allowing the Holy Spirit to work. And when we do that, one of the first things we did in 15-minute quarantine is to go to Romans chapter 5 that says that, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Meaning, when we step up to this world, when we start walking by faith in the Lord, that goes against Satan, that goes against the world. This is knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So when Paul here says to go ahead, put on that faith, the breastplate of love, when you walk by faith, not by sight, the Holy Spirit just sheds the love of Christ, witnesses the very love of Christ inside of you, so much so that it's just going to come out pouring to everyone around you, not just you. But then he also says to stay focused on one of the main things I want to get across to today is this helmet of salvation again. The helmet that he calls the hope of salvation. In context here, he's not talking about salvation to go to heaven. Yes, we do have that hope. Paul does talk about that. But in context here, like we had already covered a good bit, and this is where we're going to close too, God has not appointed us to what? Wrath. What is wrath? In context, what's he talking about? The day of the Lord is judgment. It is wrath. It is called the day of wrath too. It's called many things. But God says we are of the day. We don't need to worry about it. We're not of the night. We don't need to know the times and the seasons. I don't need to write about it. Why? Because we're taken out before all that happens. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't take those verses out of context. That is directly talking about the day of the Lord that he just got done talking about. The day of the Lord where there is nothing but judgment and wrath. Now again, the day of the Lord does cover a vast amount of time when you look at all the references to the day of the Lord. But it starts out with the tribulation. And it comes with Christ coming back in judgment, and then he'll set up a kingdom. But we're saved from that wrath. We don't have to worry about it. So he brings the Thessalonians back again. It says, who died for us, the Lord Jesus Christ did die for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together for him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. So, recap, end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What were those words he says? This mystery that he also talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when the Lord comes back for the church, the body of Christ, we're caught up together, meaning loved ones have gone on before us. We meet Christ in the air, and we leave with Christ in the air. He never steps foot on the earth. Doesn't mention that. And then Paul goes in, but of the times and seasons, now he starts contrasting what the Thessalonians were having trouble with. They were having trouble with differentiating between the second coming of Christ and the rapture of the church of the body of Christ. So now he says, look, don't worry about it. You're children of the light. Don't worry about it. God hasn't appointed unto that wrath. He's saved us. We were appointed to obtain salvation. That salvation that he'll again reiterate to the Thessalonians in chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. So we will cover this again, and we'll share more details about it again. But our challenge for you today, as I said before, don't get so bogged down in what the Lord Jesus Christ has already taken care of. Your faith, the moment you place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're his. You're sealed unto the day of redemption. You're sealed permanently. Romans 8, nothing can ever separate you now from the love of Christ. Then he talks about in that love, where you continue to labor with that love, allowing the working of the Holy Spirit to produce pretty much a fruit of the Spirit. But more importantly, in this part of Scripture, he says, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Yes, we have that beautiful hope that we never have to experience the eternal death. But we also, in this, what Paul says, the dispensation of God's grace, we do not have to experience the wrath of God. The tribulation, we don't have to worry about. So when people say the end times are here, the signs are here, Paul says, we don't have to worry about signs or the seasons. There's no need to write for it because we don't have to worry about it. But after we're taken out of the way, then tribulation will start. So again, he says to comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as ye do. So again, as we look through Thessalonians, it is interesting. There's lots of good stuff. And as we close out 1 Thessalonians, there's a lot of short verses that mean quite a bit. So let's go ahead and pray and finish out tonight. Lord, thank you again for your word. And Lord, we just thank you, one, mainly for our hope of our salvation. Lord, as you shared here with the 1 Thessalonians in this epistle, we thank you that the moment we leave this earth, knowing you as our Savior, placing our faith only in your Son and his finished work on the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection, we're absent from this body, present with you. But some of us, Lord, might be today, might be tonight, might be tomorrow, who knows when, but Lord, you will come back from the church, for the church, the body of Christ, and we will all meet all loved ones that have gone on before us. We'll meet everyone in the air with you, with a new glorified body. We thank you for that. And Lord, we also thank you that we don't ever have to experience your judgment, your wrath that will happen here on this earth. We are saved from that also. We thank you for it. Thank you for your word, that we can rest assured in it, and help us not to get caught up in the rest of the world and what they have to say and what they have to think. Help us just to rest in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for tuning in. We'll just continue our way through 1 Thessalonians, and we'll pick up there in verse 11 on Wednesday night. And I will eventually have a surprise, but I'll let you know. But I'm going to do a little kids section. Maybe do one night that's just for kids only. So that might be this week. So a little heads up on that too. So take care and God bless.